Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express. Jaguars Thursday. We're looking ahead to the next Jaguars game with Brian Sexton and former Jaguars Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli, and Mark Brunel. Sponsored by EverBank. Jaguars Thursday begins right now.
All right, here we go. Jaguars Thursday. Baselli, Brunel, Loggeman, all here to talk to you at 355-NFL-1. 800-355-6351. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com. How about this? You guys hear about this Bud Light promotion?
I did
buy
not.
Buy a ticket, get two free Bud Lights. It's been all over the place. I mean, it lit up. Every national media outlet had a story about it. There were tweets about it. And I got this tweet, and normally this is low-hanging fruit and I don't go here, but I got to bring it up. So here it is. Can you explain how Bud Light ticket promo works? Not really. And how it's different than signing Tebow to sell tickets. Thanks. I'll take it off the air.
Who?
You want to sink your teeth into that? Well, the Jaguars are doing a promotion.
I understand that. What do they have to do with anything? I mean, these Tebowites, they're like fanatics. The Tebowites, they bring up.
I couldn't help it.
I mean, they try to attach anything back to Tebow. It's like he is like the center of their solar system that all things revolve around Tebow.
How many responses do you think this one's going to get?
Oh,
about Bud Light versus Tebow.
From me? None.
355 NFL 1.
I don't understand that.
Okay. But I don't know whether you recognize this or not, but they were running around here, especially in PR this afternoon, because that story was pretty big around the NFL.
I don't see what's the big deal of it. I mean, you buy tickets, you get a couple free beers. You know? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Not a lot of people were complaining, to be honest.
What was the story? What were they saying nationally?
Save me $10 or $12 bucks or $14 bucks, whatever it is, to buy a couple beers.
So bad, you got to give away beer. How will they keep their players out of the stands? I mean,
that's pretty funny.
It was just shot after shot after shot, and it was kind of amusing.
It might be difficult to keep me out of the stand. I don't know that.
Right there.
Here's all I have to say about all these shots. Keep bringing them, because a day not too far down the road.
All the Jaguars got to do is just shut up and keep playing.
Yeah, just keep playing, and we'll see you down the road.
All right. So what's on your mind tonight, fellas?
Well, about what? Tonight's game. Excited about tonight's game. The game comes Sunday. Watch the film of Indianapolis Colts. I like the matchup.
They're a lot different.
They're a little overrated. They have one great player. They have some nice pieces.
Now, who's the great player?
Andrew Luck.
I think they got three of them.
Okay. Robert Mathis, I know, is one that you have loved.
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne is an all-time. I mean, he's a great player. I don't know if he's still a great player.
He's still really good,
He's still good.
Yeah.
And I think Robert Mathis is not the same Robert Mathis. He's still good. He can still beat you.
He's second in the league in sacks. What do you mean? He's just good.
No, but I'm saying there's one guy that makes that team what
they
are.
But see, I disagree a little bit in that they've changed the way that they go about their business a lot. I mean, they went out and signed guys in free agency on the offensive side of the ball. They made a trade. I mean, they have added some components to have a dominant running game, which you wouldn't think that they would do. You would think that with a young quarterback, they go spend some money on some wide receivers, big money wide receivers, and continue to develop Kobe Fleener and start throwing the ball 675 times instead of 620-something times with Andrew Luck, but they haven't done it.
But Luck last year set the rookie attempts record and the rookie yardage record, 4374. So, but we were talking earlier, you don't think he's going to keep throwing at that pace now when you go get these backs.
I think what you do when you want to find the true character of a team is what they do in crunch time. And against the San Francisco 49ers, they had what was, I think, a 6 or 7 point lead fourth quarter, and they get the ball. They ran the ball like 5 or 6 consecutive times, and it was capped off by Andrew Luck's sucker bootleg down at the goal line, and he goes in the end zone because Aldon Smith wasn't thinking straight for some reason. Maybe something happened on Friday, and he went inside. And there Andrew Luck was walking into the end zone. But, I mean, that shows you that they've changed a lot with their philosophy because of that critical moment.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. They run the ball much better than they did last year. They're better up front. I still think they're just average up front, although I do like –
They're better.
They're better. Oh, last year they were atrocious. I'll tell you who I like on that offensive line who might be their I mean, Gosser Charles was a good signing at right tackle.
Very good.
But the rookie, Hugh Thornton.
He's good.
He is a good player. I don't think Anthony Castano is all that good. I think you can push him around and get physical with him. They're better with Mike McGlinn at center than they are with Samson Satelli, who was hurt last week. They look better with McGlinn at center. So we hope that if you're a Jaguars, you hope that Samson Satelli comes back because they're not as good. And then Linkenbach, if he has to start, he's another guy you can push around.
Capable.
They ran the ball well against the 49ers, late especially.
Which no one really thought they'd be able to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The San Francisco 49ers aren't the same San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, something's wrong with that team.
Really?
They're not. Yeah. I mean, they're not.
We're not talking about Alden Smith being gone.
No.
No, because he might have played his best game of the year, most effort-filled game.
Justin Smith is not the same guy. He's lost weight. He gets pushed around. He's still a good player, but he's not the dominant player he was in the last few years.
In the first part of that game, he did not look normal, and then he picked it up later on in the game. But by then, I mean, the inside linebackers weren't what they were. They lost one of them, I guess. So, one of them got hurt. So
I mean, listen, this is I feel much better about this matchup against this offensive line than I did last week against the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, they did pretty well against the run last week. Compared to the week before, I mean, Marshawn Lynch didn't light him up.
Yeah, but, you know, last week wasn't so much about the looking at the stats at the end of the day. I thought last week was more about in that early in that game they allowed Marshawn Lynch to have an impact on their psyche and set the tempo. And then after that point, Seattle pretty much could do what they wanted to do. And that's why the tight ends had 100-and-something yards receiving and touchdowns. But it was that early part of the game that Marshawn got going, which is what impacted that defense so much. That's got to change.
So can,
it's got to change on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, because and then you flip the side. If you look at this Colts defense, their front seven, outside of Robert Mathis, they don't have a pass rusher. I think the three guys inside, they play a 3-4. It's Baltimore's old 3-4 where Robert Mathis is the rush guy.
A little bit around. Of both, yeah. It's a kind of a hybrid.
Hybrid. He flips around. But, you know, Francois, Franklin, and Redding, they're – okay. They're not great players.
So is this the week that the Jaguars are able to start running the ball?
I would think so.
I'm in agreement with Tony. I like, you know, and look, I didn't even see Indianapolis's record. You know, I want to go in and I want to watch the film.
And we didn't watch the film
together. We don't watch it together.
No.
Okay, this is independent conclusions here. Watching the film on Indianapolis and did that Monday at length, and I came away from watching that film going, I think this team can win this week.
I do too. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win, but the matchup, this is not – so last week against the Seattle Seahawks, I was worried because I thought both lines were more physical than us. And I thought it was – those were tough matchups. The same with if you go back to Kansas City. We worried about that front seven because how physical they were. I turn on the tape here. It's like, okay, they got some nice pieces. Andrew Luck is a great player. I really believe that. What he does – even though his numbers weren't huge and they're not doing – how he controls the game, how he moves around. Some of the throws he makes, Jeff, did you notice? I mean, he throws into some tight spots. He is a good player. But after that, you know, they got some nice weapons outside. But up front, I mean, this is a game we should be able to move the ball and get some things going, get Maurice going early, and I like the chances.
And it hurts that Colts offense that they lost Dwayne Allen, the tight end.
Really, oh, yeah. That much?
Because he's better than Fleener.
Okay.
I mean, better blocker, more physical, just as good of a receiver. And the Colts, you know, they wanted to run that two tight end package.
Yeah,
and they lost a big component of their offense when they lost him. Now, the guy that they signed as a free agent from the Eagles, he was a trade, the fullback.
Havili?
Stanley Havili. He's a good player.
He's a good player. And then they got Dominic Jones is the other the other tight end.
But they're not Dwayne Allen.
No, not even close.
You know, Dwayne Allen as a rookie last year, I thought he was – a better pick, and I think he was a third round.
He was a late pick. He was after, yeah, second tight end.
Better pick than Kobe Fleener.
I agree.
What do you think of Kobe Fleener?
I mean,
he's a nice player.
Okay, yeah. Guy. Okay,
nothing,
guy.
But, you don't turn on the film and go, oh my gosh, this guy's special.
No.
I'll tell you what, I want to know how Bijan Warner got drafted in the first round.
Bjorn Warner.
Whatever his name is.
He's kind of stiff.
Kind of. I think I'd go block him right now.
Wait a minute now.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's not get carried
away. There's really no power, no elusiveness.
I think it's a bad fit for him in this defense. You know how Gus sometimes talk about how, you know, sometimes it's finding the right role for a guy. Bjorn Werner,
he's not a rush end.
Is more of an end than he is an outside linebacker. He looks uncomfortable standing up.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Ryan Grigson, the second year general manager, has largely been celebrated for what he's done up there. That might be the first miss.
I mean, it's only his third game.
Hey, so when you draft Andrew Luck, all's good in the world.
It really is that simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
In this day and age.
When you draft Peyton Manning, Bill Polian, it's all good in the world. When you draft a Jim Kelly, it's all good.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, it's what you got to have.
Russell Wilson.
What it is.
Changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
So I say all this. I'm excited about the game. I really am. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a good football game, and I'll be disappointed if we don't control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
All right, so there's the Colts, and when we come back, we'll talk about the news that Blaine Gabbert will be back on the field this week. You can go along in the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion. See your Southern Ford dealer today. They're a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Go further here on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
Our broadcast this evening is brought to you by Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Brunel, Pacelli, Lagerman, you can join us. 355-NFL-1. The news on Monday, right out of the gate. They wasted no time, no speculation, no we'll see how he does on Wednesday. Blaine Gabbert is the starting quarterback. And not only that, but head coach Gus Bradley was effusive in his praise of the quarterback.
Effusive.
Effusive.
He's trying to line it up.
We're football players.
Well, yeah, you went to USC, though. He went to Virginia.
Let's see. He was, economic? What was your
position? I have a degree in economics. Yeah, I didn't just study economics.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He has a degree in economics.
He's been around me long enough to know there's some.
I'm not sure he's an English.
Well, there's some words that you're going to get.
I did not have a minor in English. I've proven that many times over and over.
Abusive.
I try to say it in a nice way.
Yeah.
What did you study then?
Economics.
Economics. Start out in e-school, engineering school, for all you
e-school
guys that didn't attend many classes.
I went to class. I got a degree. I was a postgraduate scholarship winner.
All right, let's get back to Gabbert.
Did you really just throw that in there?
He threw a lot of praise at him. How's that? He talked a lot about how good he was. Is that good? Okay. There are just some listeners to this radio station to which the word effusive.
Hold on, I'm still looking that up.
Okay, great. He had a lot of nice things to say.
And he played quarterback.
I know. Really nice things to say about Gabbert, his talent level. Your thoughts? He has not played a whole lot, obviously. Played one game in the first month, one game in the last 6 weeks. Stitches are out, throwing the ball well on the field in Seattle before the game. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to seeing him. I hope he comes out. You know, Gus talked about at the beginning of the week how he watched him run the scout team and how free he looked and how he was making throws and just letting it hang out. I hope Blaine comes out. And even if he makes some mistakes, I hope he just has a little bit of a gunslinger mentality and lets it loose.
Just go out there and sling it around
just
a little
sling
bit.
Sling it. Just let it go. What do you have to lose if you're Blaine Gabbert? I mean, really, what do you have to lose? Well, everyone thinks you stink. Everyone thinks you can't play in the NFL. I, at some point, you just say, you know what? You give the number one sign to everyone and say, let's go to work.
You know, he said something about.
I'm sure he's thinking just that.
I'm just saying.
Let's just go sling it around a little bit.
That's a great example you just set for all the youth in sports. Give everybody the number one salute and go play.
Just go play.
But that's what they want. They want him to play loose and relaxed.
That's what I'm not saying. But you know what I mean. Have that inside.
But
mentality.
Do we need the number one salute prior to that?
Yeah.
We do?
Joe says yes.
A couple of Italian guys here.
You know the mentality, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about. You play defense that way. We all played that way. It's like at the end of the day, I'm going to go play the game, and I'm not going to worry about anyone else. I'm going to go because I believe in myself.
It's when you're at your best.
That's
when you feel free.
Yeah.
When you feel free and when you're relaxed.
And confident.
And confident.
Want him to go out and have that attitude. Just, man.
But here's the hard part. Confidence is typically something that you build.
I agree.
You know, hadn't played in a while.
But
had a thumb. Had a big cut across his hand, okay, and it was pretty gnarly looking.
But it's something that builds, Jeff. I agree with you.
His tight end's just coming back.
But I think it starts with
Justin
mentality.
Blackman's still out. Mike Brown hasn't been back.
Perfect. All the more reason.
Might have a couple new wide receivers this week.
All the more reason he has to make the decision. I'm a firm believer until you make the decision yourself.
But no one
can do it for you.
But you can't have high expectations and be logical. about it.
Who?
I mean, you can't.
You mean the fans listening or Blaine?
No, I mean, I'm not talking about Blaine. I mean, hey, as an athlete, you put blinders on and you create your own little world.
That's okay? My whole point.
You know? So, I mean, for him, yes, you got to you know, build your belief, build your confidence, all that, and have that attitude about giving the "Hi, I see you" fans kind of salute, and then going and doing your thing. But I mean, as a analyst / logical person, you can't have the expectation that he's going to come out and just go, "Wow, that was amazing."
Is it just your personality, Mark, that you can go play loose, or is it something you think you can coach in a guy?
Well, I think you can coach it into him, and
I mean, because Jay Cutler's a guy who plays completely loose, right?
I mean, yeah, I would say so. I mean, I don't know what's going on inside in Jay's head.
Does anybody? Approach
that nobody really does. He looks like he plays loose, but for Blaine, confidence. I mean, you got to be relaxed. You got to make good decisions, and however you get there, whether it's from coaching or whether it's your own, you know, belief in yourself and self-confidence, he needs to go out there and make good decisions. Be smart with the ball. Be accurate.
Yes,
you're crazy then. You have no idea.
No, I'm
he
not
doesn't need to go out and make good decisions.
No, my point
that
is,
needs to be at the top of his mind. No. I need to be careful with the ball, make good decisions, throw it where I'm supposed to throw it. Oh, so you just go down, hey, I'm going to throw it plus 20 yards every play.
He can't have the mentality of being careful.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
If you're not careful, you lose another football game. You're 0-4 at that quarterback position.
Nah, it's not about – you're telling me that
yes.
Peyton Manning and Drew Brees –
we're talking about two different animals right now.
I'm talking about the overall mentality that he needs to go play the game with, and Gus talked about it on Monday. Do you think any of those guys, any of the great quarterbacks go, boy, I really need to go be careful today? No! They're saying, I need to go make plays. I need to throw the ball and make something happen today because that's the best chance of this team winning.
Yeah, it's called pressing. Go out there and just start
pressing.
I'm going to be Drew Brees today and Peyton Manning, and I'm going to go win this. And I'm going to get us to 1-3.
What did Gus say?
Gus said, don't worry about every throw that you make.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm not saying he has to worry. I think he needs to make good decisions.
Good decisions is fine.
If he's gunslinging, he throws four picks?
No, you can't be careful. I hate that. Be careful. What do you mean be careful?
You're crazy. You have no idea. Smart. Let me use a different word. Smart with the football.
Oh, gosh. Quarterbacks.
Regardless, they want him to play.
Is that all you guys got? I mean, for real?
I got a little more right now.
Well,
Let's keep going.
He goes a little easier
Let's
on.
Go.
He goes a little easier on Prisco on Monday nights. I'll have you know.
Easier?
I'm kidding.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm tired of. I'm not being tired, but Blaine is so talented. I mean, he has so much ability. I mean, Logs have talked about the arm talent and all those things. He has been told for so long. I'm talking before this year. What was he told last year, Brian? You talked about it all the time, but what the base of his philosophy, don't throw a pick.
Right.
Be careful.
Yeah, that was Mike Mularkey's approach with him last year.
When in doubt, check it down. And what did we see last year? We saw him when in doubt, check it down, and he got to the check down as quick as possible. He has to have the mentality is I'm going to go play, make good decisions. I agree with Mark there, but I can't have this mentality of being afraid to make a mistake or being careful or anything like that.
Well, that sounds more like, in retrospect, like the coaching staff didn't have a lot of confidence in him as opposed to him and his confidence level.
Whether it was the coaching staff or whatever reason, I don't think you can have that mentality.
You know the mentality I would have? Where's Cecil?
Well, yeah, I get him involved early.
I don't care what the call is. Where's my number 84?
And they got to get him involved
early.
Yeah, they for whatever reason, that hasn't happened the last couple weeks.
Well, he had a big day last week. It could have been bigger.
It was all late, though.
Yeah.
Trash.
In the first half, I think, what did they throw him to one time, one or two times?
Not enough. I mean, he's got to be a guy. I mean, he's got to be a guy that when you do drop back, you got to make them think, we got to stop that guy now. And if you can't, you keep throwing it to him.
How much does Mercedes Lewis return impact the passing game? I think we know what it does for the running game.
Do
we?
You don't
it's
really
another
know.
Target. It's another target.
Yeah, he hasn't had
big
many.
Target.
I mean, I think that it's probably, I guess you could say, another logical thought here. I mean, I mean, I hate to be logical all the time. With
you're
Tony,
logical,
because
yeah.
Tony is so illogical.
Absolutely. I'm irrational.
But you know, I mean, guy's had a calf, okay? Never really been hurt much in his career. And last time I checked, he needed a calf to run and run well, and his is not feeling 100%, as far as we know. You know, what can you expect out of him? You know, I don't know. But if Mercedes can play the way he's played in the past, his greatest impact will be felt in the running game. That will help the passing game more than any route that he can run, just because it's going to take the pressure off of the passing game because he is such a dominant blocker when he's healthy. But now, will he be? I don't know. But we got to wait and find out.
Right. Been a little bit limited on the practice field this week. Obviously, they're taking care of that. Let's grab Jonathan, who joins us from Green Cove Springs. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to show my support for Gabbert. I know everybody gives him a hard time all the time, but I really have faith in the kid, and I like to thank Jacksonville because Jacksonville's been showing up at the games. I noticed a lot of teams had blackouts last year. We had none, so we still have a lot of support there, and I think that really looks good for our team. Gabbert is a good quarterback when he has more than 0.0001 seconds to throw the ball. If we hold them off, give them a little bit more time, I believe we'll be in good shape.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Sounds like he's laying it right at the feet of your guys.
It should be. Put it on them. They need to play better. They need to have a good day.
The one thing that he brought up about he's young, I mean, what he's still like the fourth or fifth youngest starting quarterback in the National Football League, turns 24 in October, I think, at some point in October. You know, he's still got a lot of room for growth, you know, and this is a big deal for him this year. This is a big, big deal for him.
It's his career here.
I mean, I don't want to say it's his career.
In Jacksonville it is.
But this is his legacy as a starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars with what he does the remainder of this year. That's it. It could determine the next year's draft. It could determine how quickly you can get better as a franchise. I mean, and I hate to, you know, heap all
that. Well, it's tough to go play loose.
Weight. Yeah. No, I know. But, I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, that's why, you know, they always say that term, don't read the papers, don't read the clippings. But, I mean, that's kind of the reality of it.
Yeah, but isn't that all the more reason for him to say, okay, that is all, I mean, that's a reality. But the other reality is outside of this, I mean, how many people today, if you took a poll, would say Blaine Gabbert is going to be the franchise quarterback for Jacksonville?
Very few.
Yeah.
Not many.
We're talking about outside Jacksonville?
Anywhere. Inside Jacksonville, anywhere.
Not many.
Okay, so my point is, so Blaine, it goes back to he has to start by saying, I believe in myself. I'm confident, and I know I can do this. I'm just going to go do it, and I'm going to put, like Jeff said, the blinders on. Whatever you have to do to get your mindset to say, I'm going to go play loose, I'm going to play confident, and I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. That's how I go approach it if I was Blaine.
Well,
you have nothing to lose. Nothing.
And obviously, it will get better for him, you'd think, when you get Blackman back next week. I don't know whether you've seen Justin or not, but the word on him is he has worked his butt off to get in the best shape of his career.
I look forward to seeing the offense with him back and with a healthy Mercedes and some consistency with the quarterback position. And I'm talking just performance. You know, I think it's going to be – I think they will grow, and a lot of people are, you know, are saying, 0-3, this team is terrible. You know, hey, look, did we think that this team was going to be a Super Bowl contender? No. No. All we wanted to see out of this team, just get better. Just get better. Have they gotten better to where it's visible yet? No, not to a lot of football fans. You know, have they gotten better in little places here and there? Yeah. But they've got a long way to go. I just want to see them get better.
All right, fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than the folks at Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today or Sunday on your way to Everbank Field for the 1 o'clock kickoff between the Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts. We'll take this break at the bottom of the hour for news on News Talk WOKV, now on 104.5 FM and AM 690. All right, welcome back. Jaguars Thursday features Jeff Loggeman, Tony Buscelli, Mark Brunel. You can join us 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Hey, what did you guys think of Greg Schiano, who admittedly the coach of the Bucs has been on the hot seat the first couple of weeks because if his inability to relate to his players. What do you know about that? And he put Josh Freeman on the sideline, going with Glennon, the rookie.
Desperation.
The rookie from North Carolina State. They got the bye next week, but he didn't even wait, and that's a pretty strong statement.
You know what I was thinking of all early this year when all the stories about Shiano and the players' meeting and all that stuff was going down? What were you guys thinking of?
You sound a little familiar.
96 here with Tom Coughlin. That's what I was thinking of.
Just the first 11 games.
Yeah. I mean, it really was, and I'm sitting there going, I wonder if they're at that moment, kind of like where we were in 96. And
someone needs to bring more donuts?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Shiano does need to bring donuts and walk around the locker room and actually talk to the players once in a while. But, I mean, that's what I was thinking of. But then you start hearing the stories about Freeman. You oversleep and you miss a team picture. You're late for meetings occasionally as the quarterback.
You can't do that as a quarterback.
No.
Listen, when the head coach and the starting quarterback don't get along and don't even like each other, that's a disaster. It's not good.
I mean, Freeman's a guy. He's in the final year of his contract.
He wants out desperately.
Yeah, well, I mean, he found his way out.
Yeah, he's finding his way out. You know, we saw him here 2 years ago.
Yeah,
end of the year, and the Jaguars surprised everybody and beat them 48-15. Mm-hmm. The one thing that stood out to me was just how big and strong this kid
is. He's a big kid now.
Yeah.
He's
almost 6'7".
Yep.
Great big strong kid. You would think a guy like this would be able to at least tighten it down and deal with the coach and stay on the field because free agency isn't going to be as kind to him next year.
Yeah, but the word you heard out of there, even before the oversleeping and the missed meetings, is that Shiano did not like Freeman. He wasn't fiery enough, not the leader he wanted him to be as the quarterback. And so my guess is, and I think it can go either way with a young player, and depending on their maturity level, when the head coach is that way and you feel that as a player, you can either kind of have the attitude, I'm going to take my ball and go home attitude and feel sorry for yourself, or you go the other way of, you know, say, listen, I'll show you, and you rise to the occasion. And so obviously right now, Freeman went the other way, and the chasm between him and Shiano.
That's a big word. That's a different word.
Thank you.
Has grown. You could have just said gulf.
Somebody check that definition.
Chasm.
Real quick.
I'm on it.
It's right.
You got that, Mark?
It's getting wider and wider. And now it's a team that's, you know, spiraling out of control. You're going to put a rookie in there. You're 0-3. You have your, you know, two starting receivers not practicing. And the word coming out of there is, you know, Shiano might not make it past this year, and he's only been there. This is only his second year.
Well, that does sound familiar. That sounds exactly like 96.
It's not a real good division to have a few issues early.
Oh, Atlanta, no. New Orleans, and the way Carolina thumped the Giants last week.
Hammering them.
So, I mean.
That's a big decision to sit that guy for Greg Shiano.
Well, I think Tony said it best. It's desperation.
Yeah.
You said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's desperation. I mean, and if you're Freeman, you're not going to win that battle.
No.
You're not going to win that battle.
No, you learned that.
You're not going to win that battle.
Speaking from experience over there.
Well, I tell you what. You know what? I mean, it wasn't easy playing for Tom, of course. But
you learned to deal with it.
You learned to deal with it. I mean, and, you know, and the thing about Tom was perhaps there were things that he didn't like with this player or that player, but he worked with the player to try to develop them. You know, he didn't say, all right, I'm going to kick you to the curb and you're out of here. You know, he was like, listen, we're young.
Only one we've of got them, fair calling.
What's that? Well, when you throw your helmet 50 yards.
He threw Mike Linsky's helmet.
And then refused to pick it up when the coach tells you five times.
That was in 95, and he was a defensive tackle.
He was
and
started.
It was in minicamp.
And he threw one of the offensive – he was a defensive tackle – threw Thomas Linsky, who was offensive guard at the time, and now the current Jaguar strength coach. Throws Muslinski's helmet like 45 yards.
The hammer talk.
I was impressed. Yeah. I mean, I was like, wow, did you see that helmet go? Tom tells him to go get it, and he said, no. Okay, you're done.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Escorted him right off the field.
Good times.
All right. We've got a Thursday night football game tonight, the Rams and the Niners. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's take it now. We'll come back, give us plenty of time to talk about this game and the rest of the NFL Week 4 schedule. You're listening to Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
All right, here we go. We've got about 16 minutes before the top of the hour and the conclusion of this show. Don't forget Jaguars and Colts Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. That means we start with the Publix tailgate show at 10, pick up Jaguars pregame at noon, kickoff just after 1 o'clock here. It looks like the weather's going to be great over the course of the weekend.
Looks like it.
Cool front coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be in the high 60s, and looking forward to that after spending 10 days in California.
High 60s?
Yeah.
Really?
I was looking at Mike Burris. She sent out a tweet. Yeah.
Wow.
69.
Just don't plan on taking the Matthews down here.
Well, I was just about to say, yeah. They're going to have a press conference tomorrow at 11:30 where they're going to talk about how they're going to reroute traffic and things like that. You know, for those of us who go over the Matthews Bridge every day, when we leave here at night, not a big deal because there's never any, you know, it's closed most of the time.
You know,
but I heard it at rush hour tonight. I was talking to some of the guys. It was a zoo.
You know,
John was telling us it was
most people, you know, when you're like riding, you know, maybe on a dirt bike or an ATV going down a road and you see a low-hanging branch, you say, duck. When you're going in a river with a crane on a barge, most of the time, would you have that thought, you know, we might want to lower that thing a little bit so we don't hit the bridge? Is that too logical, Tony?
You are being very logical tonight, and I think you hit it the nail on the head there.
I mean, wow. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, yeah,
keep
we're
going.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep on going, Fred. We're fine.
Hundreds of feet in the air. Crash.
The crane gave the bridge the number one sign.
I mean,
and now it's got
on.
A nice dent in it, and if you haven't seen the photo, it's at WOKV.com.
Yeah, it's they're not using that bridge for a while.
No. All right, so games starting tonight. San Francisco at St. Louis. The Rams are 1-2. The Niners are 1-2. The Rams beat them last year, tied them last year. This has the makings of a very interesting game because San Francisco looks anything but a contender right now.
I like St. Louis in this game, and especially after watching the film again, so 2 weeks in a row watching the film, once last week in Seattle, San Francisco, this week Indianapolis, San Francisco. They're not a very good team right now. Their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, is playing awful. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn on Sunday.
He's probably being too careful.
Probably. That was my thought when I was watching the film. Stop being so careful. And defensively, they're getting pushed around. And no Alden Smith, no Patrick Willis tonight. I think St. Louis beats him.
I can't believe that Jim Harbaugh, and I agree with Frank Gore, and he had some words, I guess, for Harbaugh at the end of that game last week because he wasn't getting enough carries.
Yep.
Well, did you watch that first drive?
He was ripping them.
Oh, he was – I mean, you watch the tape. Like the first – not the first series, but the second series that San Francisco gets the ball, they run it straight down the Colts' throats with Frank Gore.
If there was ever a guy who had a right to go Keyshawn Johnson, it was Frank Gore in that game.
That's a good call. That was very Keyshawn Johnson.
And he was right. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it against Rams, though. Tony's right. The 49ers are off, and the Rams seem to have Jeff. You know, Jeff Fisher always finds somebody to kind of needle a little bit. You know, it was Tom Coughlin and the Jaguars when he was with Tennessee. And I think he's got his new guy, Jim Harbaugh, out there in San Francisco.
I think a lot of guys like Needle and Jim Harbaugh. Pete Carroll.
Because it's easy.
Jeff Fisher.
He's a good guy.
He's high strung.
He's a heck of a coach, though. He is very high strung. He was that way as a player. He's that way as a coach. But he's a damn good ball coach.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching St. Louis. I haven't seen much. Your guy, Chris Long.
And I don't. He's not even the best on their roster right now, rushing the passer.
Robert Quinn is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they took a flyer on him a few years back because he had the knee coming out of North Carolina, and he's turned into a heck of a player.
But Chris Long can ball.
Yeah, he's a player.
So St. Louis.
He is a Virginia guy.
St. Louis. So let's go to Sunday. Baltimore at Buffalo.
Baltimore.
You like E.J. Manuel? Have
I
you
do.
Seen him yet?
Do
you?
I do.
What
yeah,
do you
I've
like
seen
about
him? I mean – a lot like
he's
what
careful.
You see with a lot of the athletic quarterbacks. He'll move around. You know, he's athletic. He's got a strong arm. He makes good decisions.
He's careful.
He's careful.
I heard he's a smart guy, that he tested very, very high.
That means nothing.
Yeah. Mark,
did you not test on
Mark?
Not at all.
Mark was a single
digit. I knew you would ask that question. No, not even close.
Everyone who's listening is wondering.
He's a single digit guy.
In what test?
The Wonderlic.
The Wonderlic. They still do the Wonderlic?
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Golly.
I think
How'd
do.
You do on that?
You know, honestly, I don't remember my number. I just remember it did not go very well. That's why I went in the fifth round, probably.
So we're going with Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore?
Baltimore. I'm going Baltimore.
What do you think, Loggy?
Yeah, I just don't see Baltimore losing a young team like Buffalo.
And Mario Williams evidently is
and
injured.
And how Baltimore did that this past week?
Wow.
Did anybody expect that?
Yeah.
No.
Them.
No.
I picked them.
Oh, well, you're always right.
I know. I'm winning by a wide margin in our picks.
You know what's interesting and not surprising? You're the only one that's really keeping track.
Oh, it was right in my head.
You should hear him, Prisco. He and Prisco on Monday.
I'm at 90%.
Over who won their argument. You got to be right, don't you? Does Angie say the same thing?
Oh,
Tony,
yes.
You always have to be right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the thing about you is
I'm
you
consistent.
Can admit it. Yeah, you are wildly consistent. Cincinnati is at Cleveland. Boy, Cincinnati did a number getting out in front of Green Bay, falling behind, then coming back and beating Aaron Rodgers.
Cleveland got their first win, though.
Mm-hmm.
On the road in Minnesota, which is a place that Aaron Rodgers doesn't
win.
Always
Who would have
that
thought,
well.
You know, different quarterback, Trent Richardson's gone, and all of a sudden they get a win. But,
Cincinnati.
I'm not a believer in Cincinnati.
I am.
Really?
No. I'm just not. I don't know why.
When you look at their roster, they have so many talented players.
They got very talented defensive line. I think the linebackers in the secondary are just kind of okay. Offensively, A.J. Green is a fantastic player. The tight ends are fantastic. Dalton is kind of hot and cold sometimes.
True.
The new bat, his name's
the kid from Rutgers. Giovanni Bernard.
He's a good player.
He's quick.
Yeah.
He's quick. I don't know. Which team shows up for Cincinnati?
Can't tell you that one.
They'll win. I like Marvin Lewis as a coach, too.
How about this one? Chicago at Detroit.
Chicago.
Chicago was very impressive Sunday night. We watched it coming home from Seattle.
That's an interesting game. Division game. They're always tight. Mark is not a big fan of Jay Cutler.
He's playing well.
He is playing well. Mark Trestman's got the touch with Jay Cutler for some reason. You know, I don't know. That's an interesting game. And what did Stafford throw for, like 6,000 yards Sunday or something crazy?
Not a bad day.
It's what they do.
I mean, that's
who they are.
Yeah. That game, you may have 1,300 yards of offense in that game. You might.
1,300? They're not going to have 1,300
You
yards.
Might.
I'll bet you anything that they don't have 1,300 yards.
And Chicago's
– I'll bet you they don't have 1,200 yards.
By the way, he's going to tell you next Thursday I was right.
I'm going to take Chicago.
No, there's no doubt about that.
I'm going to take Chicago just because their defense is starting to look like the defense last year where they just scored. And defenses don't score often.
Yeah, right. I like Chicago.
I do too.
Okay, moving right along. Here's a great one. Seattle at Houston. Houston's coming off scoring 3 field goals, and we saw Seattle last week.
And Houston's beat up. Andre Johnson – still not practicing with the he had the concussion last week. This week it's the I think it's an ankle maybe, some lower leg. Dwayne Brown, the left tackle, was out last week. Still not practicing this week. I don't know if he
Arian Foster's
today.
Not running like he did a couple years ago.
And he's got a calf injury that's lingering,
right? Still got J.J. Watt. I like Seattle. I think they're.
I think
Seattle's
too.
The best team in football. Russell Wilson, I'm a believer of. I like how they play. They're aggressive. They're very, very confident team, and I like them.
You know, the thing that impressed me about Seattle was going into that game. I'm thinking Seattle's going to come out. Darrell Bevell, the offensive coordinator, is going to come out and run read option because the Jaguars didn't stop it against Oakland. And what did he do? He came out. And he pounded Marshawn Lynch, established that.
Naked
play
legs.
Action, here we go. Yep. And I think that kind of surprised me. I don't know. I don't think it necessarily surprised the Jaguars coaches, but it impressed me that he had a plan and it worked to a T. Hey, when you're playing backups in the third quarter with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, you got a really good team. And Seattle's got a really good team, and Houston is not healthy, and their greatest strength is missing right now. Well, second greatest strength. Greatest strength is J.J. Watt. But
think you think they'll be cutting him this week?
Trying.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll be trying.
They're going to be going low this week.
They will be trying. But
yeah, he moves his feet as well as anybody.
But remember, Seattle had a couple injuries in that. What's the right tackle's name?
Giacomoni.
Giacomoni.
Yeah.
Giacomono.
Braino.
Giacomini.
Giacomini.
The reason I can't say it is I don't have my cheat sheet board with the phonetic spelling in front of me. I had it in front of me on game day. But he left the game. He was
Braino
hurt.
Giacomini.
Yeah, so leg
Without
injury,
Russell
right?
Okung. Yeah, had some kind of a limp.
Yeah.
And then they lost their big stud, Red Bryant, defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
now, if Red Bryant's not there, it'll be much more difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't know I haven't been following him. I don't know if he's how bad he was hurt or if they just took him out because of the score.
But I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
All right. Here's one. Tom Coughlin takes his 0-3 New York Giants to the 3-0 Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the Giants.
I hate to pick against Tom.
It's
Tom.
The Giants, I'm telling you.
Taking Tom.
It's the Giants. Yeah.
I'm not taking Tom.
He's been there before.
I'm taking Kansas City.
Are you?
The problem
that defense is for real.
The Giants' offensive line is getting killed right
awful.
Now. And Chris Snee, their best offensive lineman, has a hip issue.
They're awful.
We said it before the Jaguars game opening weekend. The Kansas City's defense is the real deal. They have a pretty talented roster. They don't need to make a lot of plays on offense because their defense is so good. I'm taking Kansas City.
I'm going to take Kansas City just because I picked the Giants the first three weeks, and maybe they'll win this week when I pick against them.
And Mark goes with the Giants.
Yep.
Pittsburgh's at Minnesota in London.
Wow.
2-0-3 teams, and I don't think anybody would have thought either would be 0-3.
I don't think Steelers are any good. And you know that. I've been saying that since the beginning of the year.
But you know Christian Ponder may not play, yeah.
They might be better without him.
With Matt Castle instead. But their whole offense is based on Adrian Peterson.
They're going to be better with Matt Castle?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're nuts.
I know. Ron also called me something else.
Yeah, Ron.
He called you Richard.
He did.
Right, so here we go. Vikings or Steelers?
Steelers.
Vikings.
I'm taking Ben. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do some crazy stuff over there in London.
Yeah, but we're talking about the game. Yeah,
I know.
We're talking about the game.
I'm taking the Steelers.
All right, Arizona played in New Orleans last week. They did what we did. They came to the East Coast and stayed over in Sarasota. They're playing Tampa.
Oh, they're going to beat Tampa silly.
There'll be some offense in that game.
Not with Glennon.
On one side.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to beat them silly, and I can see that Bucs team, if it goes ugly early with the offense and Glennon struggling, those veterans are going to look around and say, what are we doing with this guy?
Breeze throws for 500.
No, it's Arizona, Tampa.
Oh, Arizona. I'm sorry. I'm back.
Way to tune in. That'd be Carson Palmer, Mark. Mark.
Carson Palmer.
Did you? I'm him too. 500. Yeah. I'm calling it.
Right.
What's the New Orleans game?
Monday night. We're getting to that one.
Arizona.
Yes. Arizona. It's on my mind.
All right. The Jets at Tennessee.
Wow. I'm taking Tennessee. They're playing good football. I mean, how? I don't know. But blocker's not making many mistakes. The offensive line is playing well. Defense playing solid. They're not going to score a lot of points, but neither are the Jets. I'll take Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'll tell you, Geno Smith is playing. I mean, what they're asking him to do, he's playing pretty well. But it's in Tennessee. Yeah, I'll go Tennessee.
All right. This one's pretty simple, I think. Philadelphia, Denver.
Denver. That defense is awful for Philly. And Peyton Manning is going to throw
people 13 touchdowns in his first three games.
I saw a stat that they played out. If he kept on this pace for 16 games, he'd throw for over 6,000 yards, 64 touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
So you know what it looks like?
Would that be a good year?
That'd be a good year.
You know what it looks like when Peyton Manning's playing? When you have a preseason game, like when Mark was in New York and he's a backup, or you have a team that has, a starter and then you have an established veteran as a backup, and then, they play the young guy early in the game, and then they tell the veteran backup quarterback, all right, you don't really need to snap for you're just going to get you a sweat. And he plays in the fourth quarter of a preseason game, and he just absolutely drills the opponent because they've got a bunch of guys playing at that point that are bubble players and aren't even going to be playing on an NFL team. That's what Peyton Manning looks like right now. It's unbelievable.
It's too easy. And I think
way too easy.
He will shred the Eagles.
How he lines up and can read a defense and a blitz, when I'm watching it, I'm going, I don't see Woodson cheating. And Woodson's sitting there on the slot, and he's not even leaning. He's not even looking. And Peyton knows exactly what he's going to do. I mean.
Game study.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's preparation right there, man. That guy studies.
He's the best at it. He's got some arm strength back. And
he has some weapons.
He's killing people.
Yeah.
He's just killing them.
That's a good receiving core. Welker, Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Julian Thomas, the new tight end he's got.
They're
really good.
Team.
All right, we've got four games in less than 2 minutes. Washington at Oakland.
Washington.
Washington gets their first win.
Dallas at San Diego.
San Diego.
All right. We've got just about a minute here.
I'm taking the boys.
Hurry up. We got two good games.
Dallas.
Okay. New England, Atlanta.
Good game.
Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta.
I am too, Smitty. Actually.
I'm Smitty.
All right, get to the New Orleans game so Mark can talk about it.
At New Orleans, what will Drew Brees throw for?
Let me think. 500. He's going to throw for 500.
He's not throwing for 500.
Yeah, he'll throw for 500.
I think Miami wins that game.
No, you're crazy.
Goes to 4-0.
Yeah, I think they win.
No.
Now, Cameron Wake is a big if, right? He has an MCL. I don't know if he's playing or not yet. But
I just think they'll be physical. I think they'll go in there. I like Miami.
Drew Brees and Sean Payton are not going to lose their first national game back together. That ain't going to happen.
You heard it here first.
And next Dolphins. Week, you'll tell everybody.
Not if I'm wrong.
All right, but don't make any mistakes. That'll do it, folks. Have a great night. Don't forget, Public's Tailgate Show starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.